as you investigate further, you find more. And as you find more, you might need to investigate further. So I think this is the next logical step. And so pleased that the government's continuing on that path.
That's David Basham, President of Australian Dairy Farmers, speaking after the government announced today a second investigation into the dairy industry after the controversial cut in prices farmers were paid for their milk earlier this year. The investigation will be undertaken by the Australian Consumer Competition and Consumer Commission. ACCC Chairman Rod Sims joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Patricia.
Why do we need a second inquiry?
Oh, well, that's a misunderstanding, I'm afraid. Understandable completely, but so what we've got going at the moment is an investigation into whether Murray Goulburn has breached the Competition and Consumer Act by either acting unconscionably or by engaging in misleading and deceptive conduct. Now, both of those, we don't know where we'll get to, but we're looking at whether they've breached the Act. What the government has announced today is something very different. It's a market study into whether the dairy market is working effectively. It's really formally an inquiry. It's going to look broadly, not at whether there's breaches of the Act, but is the market functioning effectively? What's competition like between the processors? What are some of the issues with dairy farmer contracts in terms of risk allocation, exclusivity? Is there enough transparency in the issue in the market? So just a much broader inquiry. So one's a narrow investigation, the other one's a broad inquiry.
Okay, so it's not looking at wrongdoing on the part of a particular company, but looking at the structure of the industry, is that right?
Yes, just the functioning of the market, Patricia. There's a big difference, and I find it all the time. People say something is anti-competitive, and that may not be a breach of the Act, but it may still be something you want to look at and reflect on. So is the market functioning efficiently, effectively? Is it delivering the outcomes that you want from a proper functioning market? And so it's all about the level of competition, the risk allocation, where's the money being made, where's the money not being made, much, much broader inquiry.
So has the government set the terms of reference and exactly when you need to report back, what you need to look at and the potential for what you can achieve with this?
Yes, look, fairly well. The final terms of reference haven't been settled, but the nature of the inquiry is clear, and as I say, it's very broad and all to do with the effective functioning of the dairy industry. It will start in November, that's been made clear. We can't start the dairy inquiry till we finish the beef inquiry. It will run for 9 to 12 months. It will produce a draft report, and the final report will let us all know whether the market's functioning effectively or not, and to the extent it's not, are there things that the government needs to do in terms of policy? Are there things that the industry needs to do in terms of changing some of its practices? We may well stumble across a breach or two of the Act, but that's an additional element. It's not the main focus.
You're just tuning into RN Drive. Rod Sims is the chairman of the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, the ACCC, as we call it, and is on the line talking to me about this new inquiry. Barnaby Joyce, the Deputy Prime Minister, and of course the Agriculture Minister, warned the supermarkets if they didn't take action over low milk prices, they faced the, and I quote, the clumsy fingers of government intervention. Is that what's at stake here, that your report, your inquiry might make recommendations that involve a lot more intervention into this industry?
Look, it could go in a range of ways. It could look at the industry and say there's not as many problems as you think. On the other hand, it could look at the industry and
say... Does that
seem
unlikely, though?
...a fair bit of change is needed. Well, look, I certainly suspect there's a bit of change that's needed, but I don't think it's going to lead to wide-scale regulation. I think it's going to potentially suggest some changes to the way the industry functions.
Sure, but at the discussion today with the stakeholders, farmers were talking about having fairer contracts between companies and milk suppliers. Is that somewhere where you can investigate and there is potential for reform for those people who are really doing it very tough at the moment?
Certainly the nature of the contracts, the form of the contracts, the risk sharing, all that will be a key focus of this inquiry. That's absolutely right.
Rod Sims, many thanks for your time.
Thank you, Patricia.
And that's the ACCC Chairman, Rod Sims. You're listening to RN Drive at 26 past 6.
Do you guys have Barramundi here?
This is Mike and Timothy.
Potato scallops.
The unlikely hosts of a new RN podcast. It's called The Real Thing.
Oh, my, he's tripped over too high.
Stories.
Intimate stories, scenes, characters, places.
Born of Australia.
We're heading out into the corners to find the real Australia.
The Real Thing.
That's us here.
Subscribe now.